Good evening. This parasha, this week, this Shabbos, is parashas Vayetze. Vayetze is always read in the month of Kislev as we get closer to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Vayetze is unique that it's a parasha stuma, meaning that there are no breaks in the entire Vayetze from beginning to end. There's no pay, there's no samach, no psucha, no susuma. It's completely closed till the end of the parasha. As the Baal HaTorah makes note, that this is the parasha of Golos. Yaakov Avinu goes into Golos. Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shova. Concealment. So it's a closed parasha. Rashi tells us in parashas Kisisa, after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu beseeches Hashem, and he says, and there Rashi tells us from Chazal, from the Shmoyz Rabbah, if they deserve Chas V'Shalom Sreifa, remember Avraham, who was Moisa Nefesh, to burn himself in Ur Kasdim. If they deserve to be beheaded, Chas V'Shalom, remember what Yitzchak did, he stretched out his neck by the Akedah. And if they deserve to be exiled, if they deserve Golos, remember Yaakov Shegolo L'choron. Yaakov, therefore, represents the Jew who goes into Golos. Yaakov is Golos. And Yaakov spent many years outside of Eretz Yisrael, and a major bulk of his life and his bringing up his family, raising his family, was done outside of Eretz Yisrael. It was done in Choron. The name of the parasha is Vayetze. Vayetze, which means that he went out. That means the entire parasha is a parasha of going out. What exactly is the lesson from the name of the parasha? When we know that a Yid is supposed to really stay indoors, a Yid is supposed to stay as much bepnim as possible. It's not recommended that a Yid go chutz unless necessary. And the name of the entire parasha is Vayetze. The parasha begins with Yaakov Avinu encountering the Mokaim HaMikdash, Vayivka BaMokaim, which he encounters in Choron, or on his way back from Choron, as Chazal, the Gemara in Chulin, of Tzadik Aleph, that Yaakov went all the way to Choron, that he decided, that he realized how could he have passed the Mokaim HaMikdash and not daven there, so he turns around, and as he's on his way back, Nekar Har HaMoiria Ubola Khan, as Rashi is Mayrach here. Later, Rashi brings the whole Drush. Literally, Vayelech Choron means he went out to go to Choron. And before reaching Choron, Vayivka Bamokon, which means you don't have to come on to any Nisim if we learn it that way. But Chazal Darshan differently. Vayelech Choron, Vayivka Bamokon, that he went all the way to Choron and then turned back. And on his way back, he encounters the Mokom HaMikdash, Har HaMoiria, the Beis HaMikdash comes to him. And that's how the parasha begins, and he lies there by Yishkav, by Mokimahu, and he has a dream. And he's promised Shmira for his duration in Choron, and many brachas were given to him. And then the Torah tells us he awoke, and he says, Ochein Yesh Hashem b'amokim hazev anoichi lo yodoti, v'zeshar hashamoyim, v'yashkeim Yaakov v'aboyker, and he takes the stone that he had placed by his head, by Yosem Oisa Matseva, by Yitzoik Shemen Al Roisha, and he poured oil on the top of it. This is the first time that the word Shemen, oil, appears in Chumash. The Pritzadik, Reb Tzadik HaKohen, Zchusa Yagun Aleinu, tells us that whenever the Torah mentions a word for the first time, that's the Shoirish of that word. Everything is Bahashgacha. Since the Torah did not mention Shemen until now, one may say maybe Mishmanei Ha'aretz from last week's parasha, which definitely is a similar word, but the word Shemen by itself, oil, Mishmanei means from the fat. Shemen itself, which means oil, is mentioned for the first time here, and also next week in Vayishlach, where it also says Vayitzoik Shemen, and we all know that the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Yom Tov of oil, the Yom Tov of Shemen. Yalkut Ruveni says that this was miraculous oil, because he says, where did Yaakov Avinu have oil with him? He hardly had anything with him. Eliphaz took everything away, as Chazal tell us. All he had was his stick. And in that stick, there was a compartment where he had oil, and the Alkid Ruveni brings from the Kadmainim that this was like the Shemen HaMishcha, it never got used up, it was like the oil of Chanukah. So the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that Yaakov Avinu is preparing the Yom Tov of Chanukah here, which we'll soon see exactly what's happening. The Parsha ends with the topic of Gilad, Gal-Eid, the heap of stones that Yaakov builds that separates him from Lavan. Vayikru Avonim Vayasu Gol, Vayoklu Sham Al HaGol, Vayikru Le'lovin Yegar Sohadusa, Vayakov Koro Le'Gal-Eid. Basically, till the end of the Parsha, this is where Lavan and Yaakov meet. After Lavan pursues him, because Yaakov runs away, and there's this heap of stones that are put up, that Yaakov puts up there, which Lavan calls Yegar Sohadusa, and Yaakov calls it Gal-Eid, which is Gilad. What's the importance of this whole business with Gilad? What exactly is Gilad? And before we come to that, the Torah before that talks about the Arichos Hachi Gedoyla, the story with the sheep. There's very, very few Mefarshei HaTorah that really answer why the Torah elaborates so much about the story with the sheep, with the spotted sheep and the speckled and the stripes, the whole story with the ksavim and the atudim, the nekudim and the akudim and the brudim. And now, Pi Kabbalah, there's a lot. It's a topic that Pnei Menachem actually says in the parasha. Pnei Menachem says this is a great parasha, but most of it is beseser, most of it is hidden, most of it is concealed. The parasha itself, besides, as mentioned before, that it's a closed parasha, there's no pei or samach. He says there's more nister in this parasha than nigla. There's more that's not understood than that is understood. Especially that the Torah is marich about this topic, which seems to be totally unnecessary, why the Torah talks to us so much about the sheep. What exactly is the Torah talking to us about here? What is the connection between the beginning of the parasha and, of course, the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah, which this parasha is always read in Kislev? The Balatanya's son, known as the Mittler Rebbe, the Admur HaEmtzoi, says that Gal Eid, and so says the Shem Yishmuel, the Sochet Shava, and it's really based on teachings of the Arizal, that Gal Eid is a remes to Lag BaOmer. Gal is Lag. And Lag BaOmer, the whole idea of Lag BaOmer, the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, is hinted in these psukim here, which talks about Gal Eid. What is Lag BaOmer doing here? Why is Lag BaOmer in Parshas Vayetzeh? What's it doing in a parsha that's more related to Chanukah? Or is there a connection between Lag BaOmer and Chanukah? It's yodua that Chanukah is 74 days after Yom HaKippurim. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, we all know Yom Kippur is the day when we receive a chasima, and we hope it's a chasima toiva. We wish each other a chasima toiva, a gemar chasima toiva. The Svarim tell us, the Ramban actually hints it in Parashat Shlach, that Hoshana Rabbah was a grace period. We're given till Hoshana Rabbah, that if we didn't do full tshuva by Yom Kippur, we have till Hoshana Rabbah. Later generations, that wasn't enough. We have till Chanukah, till Zois Chanukah, Bezois Yechupar Ovein, Bezois Tibachenu, Bezois Yavai Aaron El HaKodesh. That Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima of the Chasima of Yom HaKippurim. If someone did not utilize the Chasima of Yom HaKippurim properly, there's another Chasima, Chaysam B'Toy Chaysam, there's a second Chasima, which is Chanukah. They hint this in the Mishnah in Shkolim. The Mishnah says, Mishe Ovad Mimenu Chaysamai, someone who lost his seal. They were talking about those who had to bring certain offerings, would go to the Beis HaMikdash, and there was an individual, his name was Yochanan, who he was appointed on the seal. He would give chaysamoy seals to those who would pay for particular birds, or carbonis that had to be brought, animals that had to be brought. And then, after he received the seal, he would take the chaysam, it's like a ticket, and he would go to the next individual who was appointed over the Nesachim, and he would give him a seal, and then he would get the Nesachim. And then in the evening, the two, Yochanan and Achia, would meet. And they would take out all the tickets, all the seals, all the chaysamais, and make sure that corresponded to how much money they made. If not, yad hektesh al ha'yoyna. Then the Mishnah says, Misha ovad mimenu chaysamais. Someone who lost his ticket, he goes to the room and he says, I bought a ticket, but I lost it. Mamtinin layad ha'erev, we wait till the evening, and if we find that there is an extra amount of money, which corresponds to his ticket, to his seal, we give it to him. If not, we don't. Because we're chayshish that maybe he's not telling the truth. So the Svarim say that, and this Mishnah is hinted, although of course it's not literally what it's talking about, but everything in Torah is emes. Misha ovad mimenu chaysamai. If someone lost his chance at the first chasima, which means he didn't do tshuva properly on Yom Kippur, does that mean he has no chance? Mamtinin loy ad ha'erev. We wait till the evening, which means till Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of the evening. The mitzvah is misha tishka hachama ad shetichle regel ben ashuk. The mitzvah is to light the neiros at night. At Chanukah is the last Yom Tov in the evening, the erev. So we wait till the erev, ad ha'erev. The Mishnah is also hinting to us, ad ha'erev. Ad is 74, ayin dalet is equal to 74, because there are 74 days from Yom Kippur until Chanukah. So there's an extension, a grace period of 74 days, and then we have the Yom Tov of Chanukah, where someone could make up for the loss for that which he could have done Yom Kippur and he did not. So Chanukah, therefore, is a tremendous tikvah, it's a tremendous chizuk that we still have time till Zayis Chanukah to make up for that which we did not accomplish in Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur time. So Gilad, Gal Eid, Gal means revelation. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of revelation. That which was hidden became revealed. The oil that was in the jug under the ground that was concealed, no one knew it existed, is revealed on Chanukah. Or as the Rekeach says, the Yom Tov in which the Ur HaGon is, the hidden light, the light that, as Rashi says at the beginning of Chumash, was Nignaz for the Tzadikim Le'osid Lovai, was revealed on Chanukah. During the 8 days of Chanukah, we get a taste of that Ur HaGon is of Ur Yishol Melech HaMashiach during the 8 days of Chanukah. So Gilad, Gal Eid, Gal means Gilui, revelation, after the Ayin Dalet, after the 74 days, after Yom Kippur, after 74 days, we come to Chanukah, and we have another chance. Perhaps this is also why the Haftarah this week, part of it is the same Haftarah as Shabbos Shuvah. Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. What's it doing here? Because we're getting ready for Yom Kippur, we're getting ready for Chanukah, for the Gemar HaChasima, which is a Hemshech to Yom HaKippurim. We're given another chance. There are many parallels. Yom Kippur, of course, is the Yom Tov which the Kohen Gadol goes into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Chanukah, the Yom Tov happened through a Kohen Gadol, Matis Yahu Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah, the Gemara says, Munach b'chaysamai shel Kohen Gadol, that the oil was found in a jug that was sealed with the chaysam of the Kohen Gadol, indicating that Chanukah is a chasima. It's actually the chasima of all the Yomim Tovim. We have basically five Yomim Tovim. There's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Purim, Chanukah. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim are not really Mayadim, but Mayadim, we have five. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Purim was first. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is the fifth, corresponding to Hoid. Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid. Chanukah is Hoid. The fifth Yom Tov, the Chasima of all the Yomim Tovim, and the Gemar HaChasima, the Hemshech of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, as the Svarim tells Rosh Hashanah, is Begematria Matis Yahu, that on Chanukah we sort of get Rosh Hashanah back. And this is Behemshech to what we've been speaking about in previous weeks, B'negeh to Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, B'negeh to that which the Arugas HaBoisim says, based on a pasuk of this week's parasha by Yifka Bamokim, that if someone really has remorse, someone feels sorry that he lost out, and he would like to be given another chance, he's given that chance. Like someone after Tishrei who feels he didn't utilize the Yom Tov properly, what's going to be? I have to wait next year to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So he says, just like Yaakov Avinu was upset when he passed the Makom HaMikdash, this week's parasha. So he, on his way back, he turns to go back, he's sorry. Hashem brings the Beis HaMikdash to him, so too Hashem brings a Yid, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, even after they're gone. And perhaps this week, since this is where it says it in the Torah, Vayivka b'makom is this week where Yaakov Avinu on his way back encounters the Makom HaMikdash. So this is a week where we can actually feel that, because in Torah that's what we're learning. And Chanukah is that concept, because Chanukah is sort of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur coming back in Kislev. 74 days after Yom Kippur, 85 days after Rosh Hashanah, we can again experience Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and be zeichet to a chasim etoiva and to do tshuva and once again to be choviv b'einei hamakom, because Hashem gives it back to us. It's like we revisit, we go back to Tishrei in Kislev. Vayivka b'amakom. Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shova, vayelech chorona, vayivka b'amakom. Where does he encounter the Mokoyim? Where does he encounter the Mokoyim HaMikdash? Where does he encounter Hashem, Mokoyim HaYishal Oilam? In Choron, which Choron is the Tzad Chutz. Choron is the left. When you go north, you're going left, because the Pasuk says, Sofoin V'yomin At Havarosam. Eretz Yisrael is south. That's Yemin. Sofoin is north. That's the left. So Yaakov is going out on the left side. He's going by chutz. He's leaving Eretz Yisrael. By Yishkav b'mokim ahu, he's lying on the ground below ten tfachim. It's mishatishka hachama kivo hashemesh. So what Yaakov is experiencing here is what we experience on Chanukah, because we light the menorah on the left, facing the outside, below ten tfachim. When it's dark, just like Yaakov here is on the floor, lying down, when the sun set prematurely, kivah hashemesh, and he's now in Choron, which is chutz migvul hakedusha. Dafka Chorona vayivka b'amokim. Chorona vayivka b'amokim is the gematria of the word Chanukah with the milui of the Oisius. If you take the word Chanukah and spell it out with the milui, there are different miluyim, but one of them is 620, because Chanukah is the mitzvah number 620. There are 613 Taryag mitzvahs HaTorah, 7 midrabanan. Chanukah was the last. That means Chanukah is mitzvah number 620, Keser. And Chanukah with the mili of the Isis is equal to 620. And so is Chorona Vayivka B'Mokoyim. That Yaakov encounters the Mokoyim, he encounters the Shechina, he encounters the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash B'Gematria Matis Yohu, Beis HaMikdash B'Gematria Rosh Hashanah, he encounters that Davka Chorona, which Chorona is the Isis, Neir HaChess, the eighth Neir, the Yomtif of Ches, the Yomtif of eight. Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shova. Yaakov goes out of the world of seven. Vayele Chorona is now introduced to the Olam Hashmini. Yaakov Avinu has to go out of Eretz Yisrael. He has to go now into a Mokoyim, which is in the boundary, in the domain of Esav, domain of Lavan, domain of the Satan, is the Rishus HaRabim. And there he encounters the Shechina. Ochein yesh Hashem b'mokoyim hazeh v'anoichi lo yodoti. And that's the chiddush, that's the novelty of Chanukah. The Yom Tov of Chanukah, the powerful Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is rooted in the Or Ki Toiv at the beginning of the Briya Vayara Lim, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdel, which Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdel is Begematria Chanukah 8 times. The word Chanukah, 89 times 8 is 712, is equal to Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdel. That's where Chanukah is rooted. The light is so powerful, the Or HaGanuz, that it's able to permeate, it's able to go where no other Yom Tov can go, as we mentioned many times. On the left, outside, when it's nighttime, and the Yom Tov begins in the second half of the month, when the moon is in concealment mode, only indicating how powerful the Yom Tov is. And as all the Svarim HaKadoshim, particularly the Hasidic Svarim, tell us, the Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which the lowest Jew can have a tikkun. Even a Jew who finds himself on the left, or he's below ten tfachim, because the Gemara says in Sukkah, "May oylam lo yard the shechina lamata me asara." Sukkahs, for example, the schach has to be above ten tfachim. If the schach is below ten, the sukkah is puzzle. So sukkahs does not go down as much as Chanukah does. Chanukah therefore can be misaken those that even sukkahs cannot be misaken. Chanukah is misaken those Jews who fall below ten tfachim. The menorah and the Beis HaMikdash didn't have that power. The menorah and the Beis HaMikdash was lit on the right side. Menorah bedoroim, and the menorah had only seven oil cups, seven sticks. while the menorah of Chanukah is 8, because the menorah is the of Chanukah is the Olam Hashmini, the Olam of Mashiach, as the Maral is Masber, the Reikeach, the Bnei Yisrael, and all the Sfarim that speak to us about the godless of Chanukah. It's the Olam Hashmini, it's the Olam of La'asid Lavoi. And here we see an interesting phenomenon, which we mentioned about a Rosh Chodesh yesterday. The Chanukah sort of is the past and the future. We're getting a taste, we're getting the past back, because we're able to still connect to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as just mentioned, that it's the Gemar HaChasima, and even though Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are over, we sort of revisit it, but it's also the Oir of the Osid, it's the Oir of Melech HaMashiach, and Mashiach is going to be Mesakein, the lowest neshamas. And one of the reasons, as Tzaddikim explained over the generations, why he's tarrying, why is it taking so long? The Gemara already said, Kolu kol hakitzin. How many kitzin were already given dates by G'dayle Yisrael, by Rishonim, by Tzaddikim, that the Geula was supposed to happen, and it didn't. This is all so that everyone can have a chance. The delay is to bring everyone in, that even the lowest neshamas should also have a tikkun. Ki yadua the mashal of a train that leaves late, but if the train leaves late, then everyone's on it. The train leaves early, a lot of people miss the train. If the train comes on time, the latecomers miss it. But if the train leaves the station late, somehow there was a delay, and everyone's upset, but in the long run, everyone gets to go on the train. The delay, and the reason why it's taking so long for the Geula, is that because Hashem wants every neshama to be there. And that's why Yaakov Avinu is very busy with the sheep. Ya'ari HaKadosh, but all the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that the reason why Yaakov Avinu was so busy with the sheep of Lavan, because the sheep of Lavan, it says there were 600,000 sheep connected to 600,000 neshamas. These sheep eventually were nisgalgel in the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. These sheep are really Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Rayat sign. David is a Rayat sign. Yaakov is a Rayat sign. The sheep of Lavan had to be taken out of his domain because there were Netzutze Kedusha, there were sparks of Kedusha, Yiddish and Neshamas that were somehow concealed in these, hidden in these sheep. And that's perhaps why the Torah is mayrich so much about these sheep, especially what we see after Yosef HaTzadik is born. And after Yosef HaTzadik is born, Yaakov says to Lavan, it's time for me to go. I have to leave. I'm here enough already. Shalcheini ve'elcha. Tenoyas noshai v'yes yilodai. He asks permission. And Lavan says, but Hashem blessed me because of you. Tell me whatever you want. Just please stay with me longer. He wanted him to stay longer. I'll give you more. What? Tell me what you want. And Yaakov says, you see that even the little, you only had a few sheep. And after I came, look how much Hashem blessed you. You have even more sheep than before. So Yaakov says, don't give me anything. You know what? I'll continue to shepherd your sheep. And he makes with him this whole stipulation here that I want you to remove any sheep that have spots or stripes or any reddish or brown colors. And the ones that will be born afterwards, that will be striped and speckled and dotted, those will be mine. The rest will be yours. And Lavan removes that day all those sheep, which means that obviously that in order for this to happen, Yaakov is relying on a nes. Yaakov is relying on a total miracle because Alpi Teva, how is it going to happen? That all the sheep that from now on are going to be born are going to look spotted, speckled, and striped when all those sheep were taken away from Yaakov by Lavan with a 3-day journey in between. And the Torah tells us what Yaakov did with the Makal Livna, with the Maklois, Vayefatzel Behem Petzolos Levonos, Machsef HaLavan, but even that, Alpi Teva really wouldn't work. And then the Torah tells us that what was Yaakov left with? He was left with the sick and weak sheep. The Yaakov roya es tzoyin lovan hanoisa rois. Haru'uais shebohen, Rashi says, the inferior ones. Hachoylois, the sick ones. The akorois, the barren ones. That were only shirayim. That's what Lavan left him with. What's the Torah telling us here? Why do we have to know about this? And why did Yaakov do this? Yaakov's supposed to go home already. Why is he delaying? For what? To make, what he's having, it's a game that he's playing with Lavan to see how he can he can prove to Lavan that from now on, for the next few years, all the sheep that are going to be born in my flock are going to be spotted and speckled and freckled or whatever, and those are going to be mine, you're going to have the other ones, and then everything's going to be great, then I'm going home. What was he doing this for? What's going on over here? And there are very, very few Mefarshim, as mentioned before, that discuss this. Mostly Alpi Kabbalah, the Zayar says that he was doing in Yonei Kabbalah here, but the Torah is Mayrach here. Based on what the Svarim tell us, that these sheep were neshamos of Klal Yisrael. These weak, sick neshamos, these weak and sick sheep are the neshamos of Ikfas of the Mashiach, the neshamos of our generation. The weak neshamos, the neshamos of the latter generation that didn't experience all the revelation from the previous generations. Yaakov stays longer to be able to bring those sheep into the fold. What Yaakov is doing here is, he's doing a pile demyoni for what's going to happen later on in history. Masa avosim and labanim. Whatever the others did happens to us later on. Whatever they did was with many, many kavanas. And even though Yaakov is punished for these 6 years, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktek im atzadikim kechut hasa'ora, as the Gemara says in Bava Kamba. Nevertheless, Yaakov's intention was this very concept, as mentioned before, that the geula is delayed so that every neshama should have a tikkun. Yaakov delays going back home. The Yaakov royes tzayin lovan ha-noisorois. In the word noisorois, you have neirois. These are the neirois chanukah. These are the neirois chanukah, which represent the lowest neshamas that are on the left, that are below 10 tfachim. Of the future generations after the Churban, the generations of Ikvesed and Mashiach, that are going to have to come on to Ner Chanukah because it's going to be so dark. Yaakov stays an extra 6 years to graze with those sheep, to bring those sheep in, to take, that even those neshamas should also have a ticket. If Yaakov would have left when Yosef was born and not done this, then those neshamas would have fell by the wayside. There would have been no ticking for those neshamas, for the Naisarais, for the Re'uais, the Chaylais, and the Akarais. So Be'emes, the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha are very much related. This idea where Yaakov goes out of Be'er Sheva to Choron, Vayivka Bamokoim, he goes Bachutz, he goes out. Similar to the Neshama leaving the confines of the Kisei HaKavod, going out into a body, coming into Olam Hazeh, and Dafka in Olam Hazeh, the Neshama grows. The Neshama cannot grow in Shemayim. Yaakov had to go out of Be'er Sheva into Choron, out of Eretz Yisrael, to Chutz La'aretz, out of the Gevul HaKadosh, into the Gevul of Tumah, into the Gevul of Chutz, to raise his family, to bring back the Nitzutzei Kedusha, the sparks of Kedusha that have fallen, as all the Svarim speak about, the Inyan of Birurei HaNitzutzeis, which that's the Yom Tov of Chanukah. The Ari HaKadosh is Masber that we're supposed to have in mind when we say Mekabetz Nitche Amo Yisrael, which is the bracha that we talk about, Kibbutz Nidochim, Kibbutz Goliois, those that are scattered and dispersed all over. It's also the Tikkun for Pegam HaBris. So we're supposed to have in mind one of the Shemois of the Shem Ayin Beis, which is Ches Beis Vav, which is the Rosh HaTevis, Apostolic in Eoiv, Chayil Bola Vayikienu. The Sitra Achra swallows, intakes that which is Kedusha, and then it regurgitates it spits it out. That's that we take those sparks of Kedusha that the Satan, that the Samach Mem has swallowed, and we draw it from him. We take it out of him. All these sparks of Kedusha that are under the domain of Tumah, that are in the Rishus HaRabim, that are on the Tzad Chutz, that are besmoil, below 10 Tfachim, the Ner Chanukah, Chayil Bola Vayikienu, is B'gematria Ner Chanukah. The Rosh HaTevis of Chorona, Vayiv Gaba Mokoyim, as mentioned before, that it's equal to Chanukah with the Milu of the Oisius, is Ches Beis Vav, Chayil Bola Vayikienu, because that's why Yaakov is going out. Yaakov is going out, Mi Be'er Shova, he's leaving the world of seven, he's leaving Eretz Yisrael, he's leaving Yerushalayim, only to encounter Yerushalayim wherever he goes. Wherever Yaakov goes, he takes the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash with him. And he's able to be Ma'aleh, those neshamas that are on the floor, Vayishka v'mokim hahu, those that are in Charoin Af Shel Mokim. Charoin Af Shel Mokim is B'gematria Matis Yohu. Matis Yohu is Mesakin, those neshamas that find themselves in Charoin Af Shel Mokim. And Matis Yohu brought the Beis HaMikdash to them. He brought Rosh Hashanah to them, that they can also experience a Rosh Hashanah and a Yom Kippur. Matis Yohu, Begematria, Rosh Hashanah. Charoin Af Shel Mokoyim, Begematria, Rosh Hashanah. All these phrases of Rosh Hashanah, Beis Hamikdash, Matis Yahu, Charoin Avshalom Mokom, all equal to 861. Meaning that on Chanukah we are zoichet to the Beis Hamikdash wherever we are. Vayivka b'amokom, anywhere, even in Charon. Even though we're not in Eretz Yisrael. And we experience Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos in Kislev, which even goes into Teves, even though it's not Tishrei. Chanukah Kiyodua is the Hemshech of Sukkos. Sukkos is really, with Shmini Atzeres is 8 days. Sukkos, we are makriv the 70 bulls in decrease mode, according to Beis Shammai. That's how we light the menorah. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Poichasin v'hoilchin keneged porei hachag. Because Chanukah is a Hemshech of Sukkos. There are those who have a minog to use the much, the cotton that you wrap the esrog with, as for the wicks. We also know that the esrog is held in the left hand, creates hodar. Hodar, and Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Mahadrin and HaMahadrin. So Chanukah is a Hemshech of Sukkos. The Aruch HaShulchan is Mayrach on this in Hilchas Chanukah. So Chanukah is basically the fusion of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos, which we're given another chance to experience 2 months later for those who didn't utilize Tishrei properly. So the same idea that the Beis Hamikdash comes to us, even when we're not in Eretz Yisrael, the time that Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos comes back in the form of Chanukah to give a chance to those who weren't able to accomplish, those who weren't able to be misakin themselves when it was really Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkos, they have a chance to do so on Chanukah. So the beginning of the parasha here, Yaakov Avinu is preparing for the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Vayitzoik shemen al roisha. He pours oil. Oil, it's Chanukah, it's the antiv of oil. The Gemara says in Hoyrius that Shemen Zayis is a segula for memory. Not the olive itself. An olive itself, it says, causes forgetfulness, it causes shikha. But Shemen Zayis is good for the zikaron. The Greeks, as we all know, the Yevonim wanted us to forget. They wanted us to forget the Torah. They wanted us to forget Hashem. They wanted Hashem to forget us. They wanted us to be forgotten. They wanted us to be erased. The Yom Tov, therefore, was with Shemen. With Shemen is purity. Shemen of all the liquids, Shemen rises to the top. The one who guaranteed that the Torah will not be forgotten, basically it's a pasuk, but the one who reiterated that pasuk over and over again was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who said, Chas v'sholem, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, that Reb Shimon ben Yochai said, Chas v'sholem shetishtakach Torah miYisrael shenemar, ki lo yisi shochach mipizaroi, which as Reb Nachman Breslov says, the Sefer Teves Yochai. And interestingly, on the arch, as you enter the kever of Rashbi and Miron, is engraved, ki lo yisi shochach mipizaroi. So, Lag BaOmer, which is the yahrzeit of Rashbi, and it's Yadua, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's inyan was for everyone, even for the lowest of the low, anyone who goes Lag BaOmer to Miron knows that every type of Jew is there, even a Jew that's on the left, even a Jew that's below 10 Tfachim, even a Jew that normally is outside, even a Jew that only experiences concealment. When it comes to Lag BaOmer, somehow they're all there, because Rashbi, as the Beis Aaron says, is Lag Koil Afilu Lapchusim. Rashbi is for everyone, even for the lowest of the low. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was always the one who was melamed zchus on all Yidden. As we mentioned many times, the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf Kuf Gimel, that Rashbi is the one who said that Menashe has a chelik in Olam Haba, despite that he was a chayte yomachti asarabim. And the raya is that he came back to Yerushalayim, vayishivehu Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, therefore, is the one who says the Torah will never be forgotten. No Yid will ever be forgotten. Because the Torah means Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael and the Torah are one. Shishim riboy oisius latoyrav ayitzoik shemen al roisha is begematria kiloisi shochach mi pizaroi. So therefore, Lag BaOmer and Chanukah really are very, very connected. That's why, as mentioned before, the Mittel Rebbe, the Shem Mishmuel, who say that Lag BaOmer is hinted in Parshas Vayetze, Gal Eid, Gal is Lag BaOmer. This is after Yaakov Avinu stayed later in order to be misakin those neshamas, the noisorois, the ra'uois, the chaylois, the akorois, that have to come on to Lag BaOmer, that have to come on to Chanukah. And in a way, Lag BaOmer is even deeper than Chanukah, because Lag BaOmer is later. The later we go, the more we're able to be misakin. The later, the future, The further away we are from Har Sinai, the Yeridas Hadairis require more or more light. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is compared to a Kohen Gadol, although he was not. In the Negunim that we sing on Lag BaOmer, we say, Kodesh, Bar Yochai, Kodesh Kodoshim, Ashrecha, Shemen Sosoin Mechavirecha Nimshachta. The emphasis is on oil, and the minig is to light oil, to light a lot of light. On Lag BaOmer, there's light. Lag BaOmer is therefore very much related to Chanukah. Lag BaOmer is Hoid Shebehoid, the fifth day of the fifth week. Like Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Hoid, Chanukah is the fifth Yom Tov, as mentioned before, the Yom Tov HaChamishi, Chamishi Mashichi. Chanukah is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. Lag BaOmer is the day that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai began revealing Toirasei Shel Mashiach, which is the Or HaGonuz, hinted at the beginning of Chumash as Ha'or Ki Toiv HaYavdel, which Rashi says, Hivdiloi letzadikim leosid lovoi. Leosid lovoi is begematria Shimon ben Yochai, because he's the Bechina of Leosid lovoi. He was Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, just like Chanukah is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. The 33rd word of Chumash, as we once mentioned here, Be'arichos, is Toiv. As the Bnei Yisoscha tells us, Toiv is the 33rd word. That's Lag BaOmer, a remez to Lag BaOmer. And that pasuk is, as Rashi says, is talking about the Or Ki Toiv, the Or HaGonuz, Ha'or, as Ha'or Ki Toiv, is begematria Or Melech HaMashiach. As Ha'or Ki Toiv HaYavdel, which I said before, is equal to 8 times Chanukah. That's where Chanukah and Lag BaOmer are both hinted, and that phrase, which indicates that the two are the same, they're both the Bechina of Hoid. Both have to do with Mashiach. That's why Lag BaOmer Chanukah is begematria Mashiach ben David. And now we find ourselves in a time of tremendous concealment. Like this parasha, Vayetze, it's closed, and there's an Esav, and there's a Lavan. But Yaakov Avinu already paved the way. Yaakov already went out to Charan to pave the way for the future generations that will find themselves in such a situation on the left and below 10 Tfachim. And we'll have to come on to the Nes of Chanukah, Vayitzak Shemen al Roisha, which Yaakov Avinu prepared for us. And that's why Yaakov Avinu stays longer, in order to be misakin those neshamas that are somehow buried in these sheep, in these sick, old, barren sheep that he takes from Lavan. Those are the lower neshamas. The Yaakov Avinu is Misak, and Yaakov is Miloshen Ekev. From the three others, Yaakov is the last. So Yaakov represents the Ikvus of the Mashiach. Yaakov represents the end, the Ekev. And after Yaakov goes out into Golus, Avram Avinu didn't spend most of his time in Golus. He went to Mitzrayim for 3 months, but most of the time Avram is going to Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu is the only one who went out. Vayetze. That's the name of the parasha, Vayetze. This entire parasha is called Vayetze. Vayetze is Begematria Gilad. The whole purpose of the Vayetze is Gilad, is Gal-Aid, is the revelation that comes afterwards. The revelation that comes, the Gal-Aid. We know that in Golus, Hashem's name is not complete, neither is His throne. So that's why it says, Ki Yod Al-Kes Yudke. But La'asid Lovai, it'll be Kisei Yudke Vavke. Anoichi Hashem. Anoichi is Kisei. Anoichi Begematria Kisei. Vayetze is Begematria Kisei Havaya. Kisei Hashem. Anoichi Hashem. And that's equal to Gilad. The parasha starts Vayetze and it ends with Gilad. The purpose of the going out is not the going out. It's in order to bring those that are out back in. The same thing. The menorah is lit where it's lit, to have an effect on those neshamas that are outside, that even Shabbos doesn't affect, as we mentioned, the Maranayim, who says, Neirois Psilois Ushmanim She'ein Madlikin Behen B'Shabbos Madlikin Behen B'Chanukah. Even those neshamas that are compared to Psilois and Shmanim, that Shabbos has no effect on, Chanukah has an effect on, because Chanukah is so powerful, it's even greater than Shabbos in a way, because Shabbos is 7, Chanukah is 8. Chanukah, therefore, is a higher level. It's Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. It's able to be Mesaken. Even those neshamas, that Shabbos cannot be Mesaken. We know that Lag BaOmer is a day associated with life. It's a day associated with Tchias HaMesim. It's a day when no one died. Pasku Milamus. They stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. Even though it's the art site of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Tzadikim B'Misosim Kruim Chayim. But it's a day associated with Bila HaMoves. Bila HaMoves is Begematria Shimon ben Yochai. And the same thing we find with Chanukah. Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of 8 days, 8, the number 8 is a number associated with Chayim Nitzchiyim. The Olam Haba, Haba is equal to 8. And Olam Haba, there's no death. There's eternal life. And Chanukah is a Me'ein, it's a Ha'orah of Olam Haba, it's a Ha'orah of the Emais HaMashiach, who plays a harp of 8 strings, as the Gemara says in Eirchen, as the Maral is Nairich, because Chanukah is the same Bechina, it's the Bechina of Hoid. Hoid with the Miloy of the Oisius is Begematria Melech HaMashiach. Lag Ba'omer is Hoid Shebehoid. So together these two, which are hinted in this parasha of Vayetzei, that we read as we enter the month of Kislev, we draw a tremendous chizuk that despite that we are the Dor HaAcharon, that we are a generation that finds itself on the left more than any other generation, the whole Dor is now veering to the left from day to day, more revelations and more hashchasa and more hashchasa. Because we find ourselves mamish b'diuta hachi tachtoina, below 10 tefachim, on the ground, mamish, as the pasuk says, kishocha le'ofen avsheinu davka le'oretz b'tneinu, total concealment, hachayshech ichase eretz. So this, our door, appreciates Chanukah more than any other generation. And as the Svarim tell us, unlike other yamim toivim, that the further away we get from the previous generations, there's sort of a decrease. When it comes to Chanukah, there's an increase, because Chanukah is light. So the darker it gets, the brighter the Yom Tov. So this year, when the Choshech is worse, it was never so bad, means that the Chanukah we're going to experience this year is going to be the greatest Chanukah. The Chanukah of Tov Shin Ayin Ches, a year that ends with a Ches, will be the greatest Chanukah ever, hopefully with Bias HaMashiach, and even if Chas V'Shalom not yet, it's still the greatest Chanukah, because the darkness is so great. The Pasuk says, Keshes Yeshaber. The Svarim said that Pasuk in Tehillim, Memhei, is a remez to Lag Ba'omer, Keshes Yeshaber. In the time of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai, Yeshaber is Oisius Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai. There was no keshes. There was no need for a keshes. There was no need for a bow, because in his door he was such a tzaddik, and in his door, as Rashi says in Noach, there was no keshes. That's why on Lag Ba'omer, when he passed away, we take a keshes. So keshes yeshaber. Yeshaber is also begematria lahadlik ner Chanukah, which is in Chodesh Kislev, which is mazel keshes. This month that we're in now is mazel keshes, which keshes means Rosh Tevis, Shema Koyel Tachanuneinu, Keshes, for us, Keshes is Tefillah. With the Koyach of Tefillah, which Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Halel V'Hoidah, Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which we utilize our mouths, the Koyach of speech, unlike Purim, is the food pipe, as the B'nai Yisoscha says, is the Veshet, it's eating and drinking. Chanukah is speaking, praising, thanking Hashem, which is davening. And this is Mazel Keshes. Keshes represents Yavon, as the Medrash says, Kashtecha Zu Yavon. Keshes is Yishmael, Iran, which today we see what's going on in the Middle East, those who are paying attention to what's going on, the fulfillment of the Yalkut Shemayni Hayadua, that as Mashiach is about to come, there will be provocations between Poras and Arvi, that's Iran and Saudi Arabia, which today clearly is going on. Anyone that's paying attention, those that are following this, that we see all the Midrashei Chazal happening, Mamish to the T, being fulfilled in front of our eyes. So this, when there's a Hisgabrus of Keshes on the other side, when the Yishma'elim are threatening to use their Keshes, so we, Klal Yisrael, have a Keshes, Kashti, we say at the end of Shemayna Esra, Aseleman Shemecha, Aseleman Yiminecha, Aseleman Torah Secha, Aseleman Kedusha Secha. Those four are Rosh HaTevis Kashti. When a person davens for the Shechina HaKadosh, when a person davens for Shimcha, for Kedusha Secha, for Yiminecha, so those tefillas on the skabel, the davening is compared to a keshes. Hashem lakachti miyad ha'emayri b'charbi uv'kashti b'akoshosi sloisi u'ba'usi. Why is it compared to a keshes? Because in order that the arrow should hit its target, you have to aim, you have to concentrate. Davening, the more you concentrate, the more it has an effect. Davening, you can't just, it's not just lip service. There has to be kavana. You have to aim. There's a target, like a keshes. Keshes Yeshaber, Yeshaber, Oisi is Rashbi. Yeshaber begematria lahadlik ner Chanukah. That this time of year now, as we get closer and closer to Chanukah, this time of year, this month, Kislev, Mazel Keshes, is mesugel for our for kibul tefila. It's mesugel for pekidas akora, it's for Hashem pokad esara, which is laying on Rosh Hashanah. Matisyo, begematria, Rosh Hashanah, as all the Sfarim speak about, that Chanukah we can accomplish all that, that we laying on Rosh Hashanah, all that which is done, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, everything as mentioned before, on Chanukah we can accomplish. So this Shabbos Vayetze, it's a closed parasha, but in this parasha is all the oirais of Melech HaMashiach, all the oirais of Chanukah, all those Nitzutzei Kedusha that have fallen on the, in the lowest places, the lowest neshamas are given a chance here by Yaakov Avinu going out to Charan and encountering the Makom HaMikdash there. Yaakov Avinu, while lying on the floor, representing, since he's Bachur Sheba Ovis, as the Medrash says, Bechir HaOvis, Yaakov Avinu encompasses all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. So he lying on the floor represents when Klal Yisrael has fallen to the bottom, below 10 Tfachim, Vehine Hashem Nitzav Olav. He encounters the Shechina, he encounters the Makom HaMikdash, which means that even when things are not going well, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Beis HaMikdash to us. He gives us another chance to experience Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Even the lowest neshamas can have a tikkun. So Vayetzei is what we read as we enter Chodesh Kislev. The Chodesh of the letter Samach, it says in the Sefer Yetzira that the letter Samach, that's the letter that was that Kislev was created with. Nochoin libay batuach b'Hashem samach, says the Chiddush Harim is Sefer Teves Chanukah. It's a pasuk in Tehillim because Chanukah Kislev is the end of a betochen, total trust in Hashem. Like Yaakov Avinu is able to go to sleep. We spoke about this Rosh Chodesh. He has no fear. He could sleep even though he has to deal with Esav and Alavan and Chayos Rois because he has total betochen in Hashem. Yaakov Avinu does this whole spitzel with the sheep, showing what how much betochen he has in Hashem, even though l'chayra, scientifically, physically, this is not going to work. But he puts his faith, his trust totally in Hashem. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Soimech Hashem l'chol ha'noifelim. Smicha means reliance. You rely on Hashem totally. Nochayin libay batuach b'Hashem somuch. Sefer Teves Chanukah. Samuch is Begematria Kislev. Kislev is the Chodesh of Betochen. That's Keshes. Keshes also means Betochen Ki Yodua. In this month, we have to strengthen our Betochen, our Emunah, especially when we see what's going on around us, which could make us down. It could bring us down, Chas V'Shalom. It could cause us to have questions. Keshes, kashes, it can cause a lot of kashes, it can cause a lot of questions, it can bring us to Yiyush Chas V'Shalom, it can bring us down. Yid has to be mezgaber, Yid has to know that we have tremendous koiches. This last generation, the generation that we're in now, is the greatest generation, as mentioned many times, because we have to deal with nisyonos that no other generation ever had to deal with, is a riot, and we are the greatest generation, and we have the ability to bring the Geula with the Koyach of Yaakov Avinu, with the Koyach of Chanukah, and this great month of Kislev, we should all be Zoicha Taka to do that, and to experience a great Chanukah this year, Oyrei Shal Melech HaMashiach, and see the Kohen Gadol himself lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. May we all experience it immediately. Have a very good Shabbos.